Εβολχέν Εζεκιήλ διε προφητής ερεβ εφες μοες ο αυσούπιν ημαν αμήν ευγώ εμμούς. Ο αφόλτεν γε ο εμπνεύμα ο αφήν τί εχόν ετα βελί ετα σεχόν. Ο αφόν τετριάσεις ο αφενότη. Shining him shining in tiny any tear, amen.
The prophecy to the first hour of the eve of Thursday of Holy Blessings, blessings be with us all, amen. A reading from Ezekiel the prophet, means Holy Blessings be with us all, amen.
The Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the house was full of the Lord's glory. Then I stood, and behold, there was a voice from the house, and a man was standing with me. He said to me, Son of man, you have seen the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the house of Israel forever. No more will the house of Israel defile my holy name, they nor their leaders, by their fornication or murderers of the leaders in their midst. When they set my threshold by their threshold, and my doorpost by their doorpost, with a wall between them and me, they desecrated my holy name by their lawlessness, and I destroyed them in my anger and with slaughter. Now let them remove their fornication from my presence, and their murderers of their leaders, and I will dwell in their midst forever. As for you, Son of Man, explain this house to the house of Israel, and they will cease from the shame of their sins, and describe to them its vision and its plain. They shall take the chastisement for all the things they did, and you shall describe the house, its design, its exit, and its substance, and all its ordinances. You shall make known its thoughts to them, and write them out in their sight. Then they will keep all my requirements, and all my ordinances, and perform them. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever unto the age of all ages. Amen.
The first hour of eve of Holy Thursday is blessed to be with us all, amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine the kingdom, power, the glory forever, amen. Kriyalai son sok tati gom nem beon nem bezmon nem beama shaini amin emmanuel bin noti bin oro sok tati gom nem beon nem bezmon nem beama shaini amin bashoi si sos beristos basutir en avasos sok tati gom nem beon nem bezmon nem beama shaini amin
kriyalai son sok tati gom nem beon nem bezmon nem beama shaini امين امانويل بن نوتي بن عروس وقتاتيكم نمبيون نمبزمون نمبيا معيشاين امين باشوي سيسوس برسوس فاسوتير ناغسوس وقتاتيكم نمبيون نمبزمون نمبيا معيشاين امين
كريال ايسون سوقتاتيكم نمبيون نمبزمون نمبيا معيشاين امين امانويل بن نوتي بن عروس سوكتتي قوم نمبيون نمبزمون نمبيا ما شايني امين باشوي سيسوس برسوس باسو تيرن اغاسوس سوكتتي قوم نمبيون نمبزمون نمبيا ما شايني امين
كريال ايسون سوكتتي قوم نمبيون نمبزمون نمبيا ما شايني امين امانويل بن نوتي بن عرو سوكتتي قوم نمبيون نمبزمون نمبيا ما Shaini amin bashoi sisos versus Besutir nagasos Sokteti gom nembion Nembizmon nembiamai Shaini amin
Kriyelei son Sokteti gom nembion Nembizmon nembiamai Shaini amin Emmanuel bin Noti bin Oro Sokteti gom nembion Nembizmon nembiamai Shaini amin bashoi sisos versus Besutir nagasos sokteti gom nembion nembizmon nembiamai shayni amin.
Kriyalai son sokteti gom nembion nembizmon nembiamai shayni amin. Emmanuel bin Noti bin Oro sokteti gom nembion nembizmon nembiamai shayni amin. Besho isi sos versus Vesutirna gaso sok teti gom nem bion nem bismonim biamai shai niemi.
Kriyelei son sok teti gom nem bion nem bismonim biamai shai niemi. Nemmenu il bin noti bin oro sok teti gom nem bion nem bismonim biamai shai niemi. Besho insin sos berisos. Vesutirna gaso sok teti gom nem bion nem bismonim biamai shai niemi.
Oh.
ερτο καταξίου συνημέστη ακροασίω το άγιο ευαγγελίο. Κυρίουμ και των θεών εμών εγκετεύσομεν εν σοφία όρθι ακούσομεν το άγιο ευαγγελίο.
Που αναγνωσίσαι Ευαγγέλιον εσώ εκάτα Ιωάννην Άγιο.
Δοξάσι Κύριε
اللهم ترعف علينا وارحمنا واجعلنا مستعقين لسماع انجيلك المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا مار يوحنا البشير بركاته على جميعنا أمين. من أجل هذا يحبني أبي لأني أضع نفسي لأخذها أيضا، ليس أحد يأخذها مني ولكني أضعها أنا من ذاتي وحدي، ولي سلطان أن أضعها ولي أيضا سلطان أن أخذها. هذه الوصية التي قبلتها من أبي. فحدث شقاق بين اليهود بسبب هذا الكلام، فقال كثيرون منهم النبي شيطان وقد جنه، فلماذا تسمعون له؟ وقال آخرون ليس هذا كلام إنسان به شيطان، هل يقدر شيطان أن يفتح أعينا العميان؟ أسجد للإنجيل المقدس
والمجد لله دائما
نفران تتريا
نومو سيوس
نبيون مبشيري
نبابن بمعين صواب
أشرن ماريا
تيشرون بإسن إسو
يتسميسينا
إم ابنوتي بيلوس.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The exposition of the first hour of the eve of Thursday of Holy Buster, may its blessings be with us all, Amen.
Christ our Lord, Master, and King reveals His divinity and dominion. The God who prevails over all hegemony and the power in the heavens and on earth. That is why He tells us, My Father loves me and I humble myself to earn it. No one can force the cross on me, but only through my own will that I humble myself and that I have the power to take it away. There developed a schism among the Jews because of these words that He told them. The hypocrites among them said, He is crazy, do not listen to Him. Others said, These are not the words of a possessed man. Crazy people cannot open the eyes of someone born blind. Truly He is the light for the faithful hearts, except for the contrary Jews whom He blinded the vision of their hearts and their eyes so that they may not see with their eyes and that they may not understand with their hearts and return to Him with true love, great hope and total honesty, and that He may forgive their sins too, so as to save them of their transgressions.
Christ, our Savior, has come and has borne suffering that through His passion He may save us. Let us glorify Him and exalt His name, for He has done us mercy according to His great mercy.
Be Christos ben sotir
Ave avshebem ka
Inachen efem ka
Entev sotiemon
Marentio unav
Tenechisiem bevran
Zeaferonain imen
Bata bevneshtena
Evolchen Amos Mivrofitis Erebefez Moeso Abshovinim En Amin Vgoemos Nainen Yetem Go Emmo En Jepshois Evnotim Areten shenoten echon evisilo areten er anomin uon tetrias eso ebbenuti Shainenim shainen tenienetiruamin.
بسم الله الاب والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد امين. نبوات الساعة الثالثة من ليلة الخميس من البصرة المقدسة بركته علينا امين. من عموس النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا امين.
هذا ما يقول الرب لله انكم دخلتم الى بيت ايل فاتمتم وفي جلجال جلعاد اكثرتم النفاق وفي كل صباح قدمتم ذبائحكم وفي اليوم الثالث عشوركم وقرأت ناموسا خارجا طلب الاعتراف والانذار لأن بني إسرائيل أحبوا هذا. هذه قال الرب الإله فإني أنا سأعطيكم درس الأسنان في جميع مدنكم وعوز الخبز في جميع مدنكم فلم ترجعوا إلى يقول الرب. وأنا أيضا منعت عنكم المطر قبل الحصاد بثلاثة أشهر. سأمطر على مدينة واحدة وعلى مدينة أخرى لا أمطر. جزء واحد يشرب والجزء الآخر لا أمطر عليه فيجف. فتجمع مدينتان أو ثلاث إلى مدينة واحدة ليشربوا الماء ولا يرتوي. وكذلك لم ترجعوا إلى قال الرب. ضربتم بالحمى والبرد فأفطرتم نجاستكم وأكل القمص أبناء الجراد جناتكم وكرومكم وتينكم وزيتانكم. وكذلك أيضا لم ترجعوا إلى قال الرب. فأرسلت إليكم وباء في طرق مصر قتلتم بالسيف شباككم مع سلب خيلكم وأتيت بالنار على عساكركم بغضب. هكذا أيضا لم ترجعوا إلى يقول الرب. قلبت بعدكم كما قلب الله سدوم عمورة فصرتم كشعلة منتشلة من الحريق فلم ترجعوا إلى يقول الرب. لذلك أصنع بك هكذا يا إسرائيل وبما إني أصنع هذا فاستعد لتدعو إلهك يا إسرائيل. فها أنا المثبت الرعد والخلق الريح والمبشر بمسيحه في البشر الخالق الصبح والنسمة الراكب على أعالي الأرض. الرب الإله الضابط الكل هو اسمه مجدا للثالوث القدوس إلى هنا إلى أبد الأبدين كلها أمين.
إفشوي السنان للرياخ نفران مفيوت نمفشير نبدو ما يثواب ونوتي نوتا من سابت ريكا أيو كاقب نمات كاني كايك السوسي ونستوني ونر أمين تسبحات والصلوات الساعة الثالثة من ليلة الخميس من البصخة المقدسة بركاته علينا أمين. اجعلنا مستقيم نقول بشكر يا أبانا الذي في السماوات.
يتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك الأرض. خبزنا الذي للغد نعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين علينا وارزقنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد للأبد أمين.
Emmanuel Benuti Benoro, Sok Tetigum, Nimbi O Nimbismonim Biamai, Shine Amin Bashoisi Sos, Basutirna Sos, Sok Tetigum, Nimbi O Nimbismonim Biamai, Shaini Ami.
Jini Alay Son Tok Tati Gom Nambi O Nambi Zma Nambi Amaisha. Nami Namanu Il Ben Noti Ben Oro Tok Tati Gom Nambi O Nambi Zma Nambi Amaisha. Nami Bachoy Si Sos Beres Sos Beso Tirin Ahato. Tok Tati Gom Nambi O Nambi Zma Nambi Amaisha.
Shine amin Shaini Ami.
Kini Alay Son Tok Tati Gom Nambi O Nambi Zmo Nambi Amaisha. Ne Amin Emmanuel Ben Noti Ben Oro Tok Tati Gom Nambi O Nambi Zmo Nambi Amaisha. Shaini Amin Bachoy Sisos Beristo Paso Tirin Ahatos Tok Tati Gom Nambi O Nimbi o nimbiz mo nimbi amai shayne ami. Yalei son tok teti gom nimbi o nimbiz mo nimbi amai shayne ami nimmanu. Il ben noti ben oro Tok tati gom nempi O nempi ismo nempi Amahi shaini amin bachoy Sisot pecheresot Pesotiren ahatos Tok tati gom nempi o nempi ismo nempi amahi shaini amin.
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty. Forever, Amen, Emmanuel, our God and King. Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty. Forever, Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, my God Savior, Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty forever. Amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين. Emmanuel, Ilahna, wa Malikna, Laka al-Quwwa wal-Mahdi wal-Baraka wal-Izzah, إلى الأبد آمين. يا ربي يسوع المسيح مخلص الصالح لك القوة والمجد.
يا أبانا الذي في السماوات
ليتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا الذي أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا للمذنبين علينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لنا لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد آمين.
Κατάξιος την ημάς της ακράσιος του Άγιου Ευαγγελίου Κύριον και των Θεών ημών εκατεύσομεν σοφέα ορθιάκωσομεν του Άγιου Ευαγγελίου
Evangelion etho Markon ageio
Doxa si Kyrie
and King, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. His words were softened above oil, and they were arrows. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not despise my supplication. Alleluia. We beseech our Lord and God that we may be worthy to hear the holy and divine gospel. In wisdom let us attend the holy gospel, a reading according to Saint Mark. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. And being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came, having an alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard. Then she broke the flask and poured it on his head. But there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, why was this fragrant oil wasted? For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor. And they criticized her sharply. But Jesus said, let her alone. Why do you trouble her? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you wish may do them good. But me you do not have always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. Assuredly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will be told as a memorial to her. Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priest to betray him. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. So he thought how he might be conveniently betray him, bow down before the holy gospel.
Glory be to God forever.
Chen Evran in Tetreyev.
Chen Omo Seyot.
Evyot Nem Evshiri.
Nem Beb Nevma Ech Owa.
Sher Nem Areya.
Yicherom Bi Eth Neso.
Sit Asmi Sina.
Nem Evnoti Bilo.
طرح الساعة الثالثة من ليلة الخميس من بصرة المقدسة بركاته علينا أمين.
The woman poured the precious spikenard over the Lord's feet, and who wiped them with her hair because of her loyalty and great love. Thus she earned for herself good dividends, and her name filled the earth. The disciples spread the word about her deed in all the corners of the earth. Her name is honored by the faithful from generation to generation. Behold, these spiritual gifts and the high esteem she gained. Let us be filled with zeal over her integrity and the love of the Lord with all our hearts. Not like Judas, who became infuriated by her good deed. This cost him his evil thoughts that led him to betray his master. And the silver he received as a price of the precious blood of Jesus Christ will perish with him in hell. May his name disappear in one generation, and may he be denied descendants on earth. Christ our Savior has come and borne suffering that through his passions he may save us.
Let us pray him and exalt him, his name, for he has done us mercy according to his great mercy.
Be Christus ben soti.
Afiyaf shebem ka.
Inachin nevem ka.
Intef soti emmo.
Mar inti oona.
Inetchi si embe fara.
Shiafiru na inime.
Tata befne.
Ebul ken amos vieberofiti serebefes moeto epshovini menemin evgoemosotem epaisagi fai et aisagi emofigen Sino piem besra il nemcha em filini ven et aino evol cheneb kahi en kimi evgo emo sua o en tetrie se soa ben noti shainin em shainin tenien etiro amin.
Got amen. The prophecy of the sixth hour of the eve of Thursday of Holy Baskim, its blessings be with us all, amen. A reading from Amos the prophet, his Holy Baskim's be with us all, amen.
O house of Israel, hear this word the Lord has spoken against you, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, out of all the families of the earth, I have especially known you. Therefore I shall exact vengeance upon for all your sins. If two people walk together, will each one not come to know the other? Will a lion roar from his lair in the forest if he has no prey? Will a lion's whelp cry out from his den if he has nothing? Will a bird fall to the earth without a fowler? Will a snare be sprung from if it has caught nothing? If a trumpet is sounded in a city, will not the people be alarmed? If evil should be in a city, has not the Lord brought it? For the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals instruction to his servants, to prophets. A lion shall roar, and who will not fear? The Lord God speaks, and who will not prophesy? Proclaim it in the regions among the Assyrians, and to the lands of Egypt, and say, gather yourself to the mountains of Samaria, and behold the many remarkable things in the midst, and the oppression that is within her. She does not know the things that will come against her, says the Lord. She stores up injustice and misery in their lands. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, O Tyre, your land round about, you shall be made desolate, and your strength shall be sapped from you. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
The doxology of the sixth hour of the eve of Thursday of Holy Baskim, its blessings be with us all. Amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thanks to our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
my shine amin
kriya lai son tok teti gom nem bi on nem bin mon nem bi amai shine amin mano il ben noti ben oro tok teti gom nem bi on nem bin mon nem bi amai shine amin bashoiti בחרסטוס פסוטיר נאגטוס סוקטתי גום אם ביאון אם בזמון אם ביאמי שייני אמין
קריאל איסון סוקטתי גום אם ביאון אם בזמון אם ביאמי שייני אמין אמנואל בן נוטי בן אורו סוקטתי גום אם ביאון אם בזמון אם ביאמי שייני אמין בשויסי סוז בחרסטוס בסוטיר נאבסוס סוקטתי גום נם ביאון נם בשמו נם ביאמי שייני אמין
קריאל איסון סוקטתי גום נם ביאון נם בשמו נם ביאמי שייני אמין אמנואל בן נוטי בן אורו סוקטתי גום נם ביאון נם בשמו נם ביאמי שייני אמין בשויסי סוז בחרסטוס בסוטיר נאגטוס סוקטתי גום אם ביאון אם בזמון אם ביאמי שייני אמין
אלייסון סוקטתי גום אם ביאון אם בזמון אם ביאמי Amai Shaine Amin Emmanuel Ben Noti Ben Oro Sokte Tigom Nembe O Nembes Mo Nembe
forever.
العزة إلى الأبد. آمين.
Our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, power and glory forever and ever. Amen.
مزمور لداود نجيني يا
ay 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 تفكروا بالظلم في
τον Θεόν ημών ή κατευσόμεν σοφέ όρθε ακούσομεν του Άγιου Ευάγγελε.
Attend to the Holy Gospel, a reading according to St. John. May His blessings be with us, amen. These things Jesus spoke and departed, and was hidden from them. But although He had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in Him, that the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. which he spoke, Lord, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed. Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their heart, and turn, so that I should heal them. These things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, even among the rulers many believed in him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogues. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Bow down before the Holy Gospel.
Glory be to God forever.
Ever on in tetrias.
En omos eios.
Evion nem ebshiri.
Nem bev nem maesoev.
Cherene maria.
Diecerom bies nesos.
Pietas mi sinai
emevnoti bilogos.
The exposition of the sixth hour of the eve of Thursday of Holy Bethlehem. Blessings be with us all. Amen.
أشياء النبي يصرخ بالروح نحو الشعب الجاهل بني إسرائيل يبكتهم بغير محاباة من أجل دنس أعمالهم وآثامهم. لما ظهر عمانوئيل وصنع أعمالا تظهر العقول فتعدوا أقواله مملوءة نعمة ومالوا إلى الخرافات والأعمال الباطلة وجحدوا مجد لاهوته. أعني الأبناء المرزولين والزرع الغير المثمر. بكت رأيهم أيها النبي العظيم أنهم تشبهوا بآبائهم وكملوا مكيلهم فقال يا رب من صدق خبرنا وذراعك يا رب لمن أعلنت إن صوت الرب هو ابنه الوحيد الذي طرأ بالجسد لبني إسرائيل وعدله ورحمته أظهرهما فيهم ومع هذا لم يطيعوا ولم يؤمنوا به. كيف يؤمنون وأشعياء سبق فنطق من أجلهم هكذا قائلا إنه أطمس عيونهم وبلد قلوبهم وثقل أذانهم وأفهمهم. اسمع يا إسرائيل ليس آخر يقول يخلص شعبك من قبله إلا يسوع مخلص العالم الذي جعل الاثنين واحدا بتجسده. جاء النور إلى خصته وخصته لم تقبله بل أحب الظلمة والشعوب الغريبة قبلت وصاياه وصارت له شعبا مجتمعا في كل مكان وعرفوا رحمته وغزير نعمته التي أفاضها عليهم كصلاحه. المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتألم عنا لكي بألامه يخلصنا.
فلنمجده ونرفع اسمه لأنه صنع معنا رحمة كعظيم رحمته.
بخريستوس بن صوتي
أبي أفشب أمكار
بنا خنف أمكار
انت صوتي أمون
مار انت أوناف
تنتشيسي أم بفرا
تأفر أوناني من
كتاب ابنشتنا
אבול חן איזקיל בברופיטי סרי בפס מועטואב שובין אם הנאמין אבגוי מוס אז ובאי סאג'ין אמביים בישראל אבשירי אמפרום יווי כגוס O au ente triases o abenonti shaininim shainin tibieniti roamin.
بسم الاب والابن والروح القدس لله الواحد امين. نبوة الساعة التاسعة من ليلة الخميس من بصرة المقدسة بركته علينا امين. من حسقيال النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا امين.
Therefore speak to the house of Israel, son of man, and you shall say to them, thus says the Lord, up to this point your fathers provoked me by the transgressions they committed against me. But I led them into the land I swore with an oath to give them. And they saw every high hill and every shade tree. There they sacrificed to their gods and their and there they appointed fragrant offerings and poured out their drink offerings. Then I said to them, what is this high place you go to? So they called its name Bama to this day. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord, you defile yourselves with the lawlessness of your fathers and commit fornication after the abominations. You defile yourselves in the first fruits of your gifts with all your inventions to this very day. Shall I answer you, O house of Israel? As I live, says the Lord, I will not answer you, nor will an answer occur to your spirit. For it will not be as you say. We will be like the nations and like the tribes of the earth, to worship trees and stones. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord, I will reign over you with the mighty hand, with the high arm, and with anger poured out. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and to the ages of all ages. Amen.
الساعة 9 من ليلة الخميس من البصرة المقدسة بركاته علينا أمين اجعلنا مستحيل نقول بشكر يا أبانا الذي في السماوات
لتقدس اسمك لياتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا الذي للغد أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد للأبد أمين Kriya laison tok tatingom nambion bismon nambia mai chai ne amin manuel benoti benoro tok tatingom nambion bismon nambia mai chai ne amin bachoi si sos versos asotir na ga tos tok tatingom nambion bismon nambia mai chai Amen.
Ya laison tok tetigom nembio nembesmon nembia mai chai ne amin emmanu il benoti ben oro tok tetigom nembio nembesmon nembia mai chai ne amin bachoi sisos bachristos Pato tiran agathos tok tetigom nembio nembesmon nembia mai chai ne amin.
Laison tok tetigom Tigom nempion empismon empia mai shine amin emmanuel penuti penuro tok tetigom nempion empismon empia shine amin pashois Iesus Christos pasotiranatos tok tetigom nempion Mon empia mai shine amin.
Ya laison tok tetigom nembio nembesmon empia mai shine amin. Emmanuel benoti ben oro tok tetigom nembio nembesmon empia mai shine amin. Bachois Iesus bachristos betotirna agathos tok tetigom nembio nembesmon empia mai shine amin.
Eleison tok tetigom nempion empismon empia mai shine amin emmanuel penuti penuro tok tetigom nempion empismon empia mai amin pashois Iesus Christos pasotiran agathos tok tetigom nempion empismon empia mai Shine amin.
Kriya laison tok tetigom nembio nembesmon empia mai shine amin. Emmanuel benoti ben oro tok tetigom nembio nembesmon empia mai shine amin. Bachois Iesus bachristos pasotir agathos tok tetigom nembio nembesmon empia mai shine amin.
Empismon empia mai shine amin emmanuel penuti penuro tok tetigom nempion empismon empia shine amin pashois Iesus Christos pasotiran agathos tok tetigom nempion Mon empia mai shine amin.
Kriya laison tok tetigom nembio nembesmon empia mai shine amin. Emmanuel benoti ben oro tok tetigom nembio nembesmon empia mai shine amin. Bachois Iesus bachristos Peto tiran agato so ketigom nembi o nembezmo nembi amai shine amin.
Kirelei son tok tetigom nembi o nembezmo nembi amai shine amin. Emmanu il penuti penuro tok tetigom nembi o nembezmo nembi amai. Κοίς Ιησούς Χριστός βασοτήρεν αγαθός τοίκ τετίγου νεν ποιόν εν πισμόν εν ποιάμαϊ σαϊνε αμήν.
Ιησούν τοίκ τετίγου νεν ποιόν εν πισμόν εν ποιάμαϊ σαϊνε.
أبانا الذي في السماوات
قدس اسمك رب الياتي ملكوتك تكون مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك الأرض خبزنا كفافا أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين علينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد أمين.
سلم الصدى
Hey. Cross Hills to Agio
David, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. O Lord my God, in you I hope. Save me from all who pursue me and deliver me, lest like a lion he snatch away my soul. Alleluia. O God, have mercy and compassion upon us, and make us worthy to hear the Holy Gospel. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, "Many good works I have shown you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me?" The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you are gods'? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. Do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you are blaspheming? Because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. Bow down before the Holy Gospel.
Glory be to God forever.
In Evron in Tetreia.
In Omus Eius.
Eviot nem efshiri.
Nem pief nev maetoa.
Sherene Maria.
Vecherum pief nesus.
Pietas misi no.
Em efnuti pilus.
طرح الساعة 9 من ليلة الخميس من بصرة المقدسة بركاته علينا أمين.
أيها الناس الجهل المعاندون، الشعب النجس والمخالف، اسمعوا الرحوم بفمه الإله يمدح المؤمنين به قائلا: الذي أعطاني الآب هو أعظم من كل من على الأرض، وليس أحد يقدر أن يخطفه ولا يسلبه من يد أبي، وأنا والآب واحد مع الروح القدس بغير افتراق. وللوقت تناول اليهود حجارة بحسد عظيم ليرجموه، فأجابهم المخلص بوداع ليعلمهم: أظهرت لكم أعمالا حسنة مكرمة جدا من عند أبي، من أجل أي شيء ترجمونني؟ وأنا أريد خلاصكم. أعلموا وتيقنوا أن اليهود الجهال أنني في أبي وأبي في المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتألم عنا لكي بألام يخلصنا.
فلنمجده ونرفع اسمه لأنه صنع معنا رحمة كعظيم رحمة
كريستوس بن صوتي
أفيا شفمك
إراخ النفمك
أنتف صوتي أمون
مار انت أؤونا
تنتشي سي أم ففرا
زعفرون عيني ما
تطفف نشتي النار.
Его хин Ирмия свив руфити сереб хезмой соап шобин мрамин вгоем мос найни се вгоем мо инжев шоис джеми фиете шофи миев натун фанже о антитрия соап бенноти Shining and shining to the earth through Amen.
Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The prophecy of the 11th hour of the eve of Thursday of Holy Bethlehem, may its blessings be with us all, Amen. A reading from Jeremiah the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all, Amen.
هذا ما يقوله الرب هل من يسكت لا يقوم ومن لا يرتد من يرتد لا يرجع لما ارتد هذا الشعب ارتدادا وقحا وتمسكوا بهواهم وأبوا أن يرجعوا. انصتوا الآن واسمعوا كلاما، لأنه هكذا ليس أحد من الناس يتوب عن شر قائلا ماذا صنعت. الذي يجري قد كف عن موضع جريه كحصان عرقاء من صهيله، عرف اللقلق في السماء معاده واليمامة والسنون وعصفور الحقل عرفت أوقات دخولها، وأما شعبي فلم يعرف حكم الرب. كيف تقولون أن نحن حكماء وناموس الرب لنا؟ والناموس الذي كان محسوبا للكتبة صار باطلا وليس حقا. خزي الحكماء والفلاسفة وتملكهم الفزع، لأنهم رفضوا كلمة الرب بعيدة هي الحكمة عنهم. مجدا للسدوس
القدس. That exalt you them at the hour of the eve of Thursday of Holy Bethlehem. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Kyrie eleison, tok tetingom, nembio onum, bismonum, biamaitai,
لأمين مانويل بن نوطي بن أورو طوك تاتين قوم نبيو قون بسمون بيا هاي شاي لأمين بتشويسي صوز برسوس بسو طير لاغا صوز طوك تاتين قوم نبيو قون بسمون بيا ماي شاي لأمين
كريا لاي صون صوك تاتين قوم نبيو قون بسمون بيا ماي شاي لأمين مانويل بن نوطي بن أورو صوك تاتين قوم نبيون بسمون بيا معيشين يا من بشوي سيسوس بسو تيرنا غصوص وكتاتي قوم نبيون بسمون بيا معيشين يا مين
يا ليسون سوكتاتي قوم نبيون بسمون بيا معيشين يا مين مانويل بن نوتي بن أورو سوكتاتي قوم نبيون نم بسمون بيا ماي شاي نم بشاي سيسوس بخريستوس بسو تير ناغا سوس سوك تتي قوم نم بيو نم بسمون بيا ماي شاي نم
كريال اي سون سوك تتي قوم نم بيو نم بسمون بيا ماي شاي نم مانويل بن نوتي بن عرو سوك تتي قوم نم بيو نم بسمون بيا ماي شايني من بشوي سيسوس برسوس بسو تيرنا غصوص سوك تاتي قوم نبيون بسمون بياما شايني أمين
يا ليسون سوك تاتي قوم نبيون بسمون بياما شايني أمين مانويل بن نوتي بن أورو سوك تاتي قوم نبيون بسمون بياما شايني امين بشوي سيسوس بخريستوس بسو تيرنا غصوص سوك تاتي قوم نبيو نبسمون بيا ماي شاي نامين
كريا ليسون سوك تاتي قوم نبيو نبسمون بيا ماي شاي نامين مانويل بن نوتي بن أورو سوك تاتي قوم نبيو نبسمون بيا ماي شايني من بشوي سيسوس برسوس بسو تيرنا غصوص سوك تاتي قوم نبيو نبسمون بيا ماي شايني امين
يا ليسون سوك تاتي قوم نبيو نبسمون بيا ماي شايني امين مانويل بن نوتي بن أورو سوك تاتي قوم نبيو نبسمون بيا ماي شايني امين بشوي سيسوس بخريستوس بسو تيرنا غصوص سوك تاتي قوم نبيو نبسمون بيا ماي شايني امين
كريا ليسون سوك تاتي قوم نبيو نبسمون بيا ماي شايني امين مانويل بن نوتي بن أورو سوك تاتي قوم نبيو نبسمون بيا ماي شايني من بشوي سيسوس برسوس بسو تيرنا غصوص سوك تاتي قوم نبيو نبسمون بيا ماي
يا ليسون سوك تاتي قوم نبيو نبسمون بيا ماي شايني من مانويل بن نوتي بن أورو سوك تاتي قوم نبيو نبسمون بيا ماي شايني من بشوي سيسوس بخريستوس بسو تيرنا غصوص سوك تاتي قوم نبيو نبسمون بيا ماي شايني امين
كريا ليسون سوك تاتي قوم نبيو نبسمون بيا ماي شايني امين مانوي بن نوتي بن أورو سوك تاتي قوم نبي او نبي اسمو نبي اماي شايني امين بشوي سيسوس بخريستوس بسو تير أغصوص سوك تاتي قوم نبي onem bis monem bi amahi shaine ami
daine zepe or ze glory ze blessing ze majesty forever amen Emmanuel, our God and King, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, amen, my Lord Jesus Christ, my God Savior, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين عمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين يا رب مخلص الصالح لك القوة والمجد والبركة
Our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory.
Son most God, oh.
Hey. Protector, I shall be shaken no more, alleluia. We beseech our Lord and God that we may be worthy to hear the holy and divine gospel. In wisdom let us attend to the holy gospel, a reading according to St. John. May his blessing be with us all, amen. Then Jesus cried out and said, He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me shall not abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my words, has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak.
bow down before the Holy Gospel.
Glory be to God forever.
Ever on and
قال المخلص ابن الله الحي أنا هو نور العالم بأسره ومن يؤمن بي ويقبل كلامي لا يمكن أن يلبس في الظلام ومن يجحدني ولم يرد أن يسمع لقولي ولم يطعه فأنا لا أدينه لكن القول الذي قلته هو يدينه فإن القول الذي نطقت به ليس هو لي بل للآب الذي أرسلني وهو أعطاني الوصية بماذا أقول وأنطق نحن نؤمن أنك أنت بالحقيقة كلمة الله الآب الصالح وأن لك القدرة على كل شيء وليس شيء يعثر عليك المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتألم
معنا لكي بألام ويخلصنا فلنمجده ونرفع اسمه لأنه صنع معنا رحمة كعظيم رحمته
بخريستوس Tuesday in the Holy Vesca, we see the Lord spent the whole day in the temple and he was teaching the people and was trying to get the Pharisees to see and to repent and to accept him. In their hardness of heart, when he left the temple, he said this. He said, "See, your house is left to you desolate, for I say to you, you shall not see me no more till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Then he leaves the temple and he goes to Bethany. Today, actually Wednesday, there are no like events that happened, you know, that the Lord did. But he spent the day of Wednesday resting in the house of Bethany, in the house of Lazarus and Mary. Just as the Passover lamb was kept under observation until the day of its slaughter, the same the Lord spent this day in rest before the day of his capture and trial and crucifixion. There are two events though that happened today and the church focuses on, and they happen simultaneously, but they're in actually opposite directions. And those are the betrayal of Judas and the woman anointing the feet of the Lord. This anointing of the feet of the Lord happened a couple of times in Scripture, three times. Some scholars believe there are two women, and some believe there are three different women. Just to recap, this was when the woman, and all the stories are similar, with some minor differences. There's a story of the woman who came into Simon the Pharisee's house, and she wept at the Lord's feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And then there's what happened last Saturday, which was when the Lord was in Bethany in the house of Lazarus, that Mary, the sister of Lazarus, came and did the same thing, poured the costly fragrant oil on the feet of the Lord. And Judas said at the time that this, you know, is a waste. This could have been sold for 300 denarii and been given to the poor. And then we have the reading from today where the Lord was in the house of Simon the leper in Bethany, and a woman came, broke the alabaster flask of oil, and anointed his feet. I'll read one of the gospel from the ninth hour this morning, and it shows the two events happening simultaneously. It's from Matthew 26, from verse 6. He says, "When Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, and poured it on his head, and as he sat at the table. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, 'Why this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor.' But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, 'Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. You have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will be told as a memorial to her.' Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, 'What are you willing to give me that if I deliver him to you?' And they counted out the 30 pieces of silver. So from that time he sought opportunity to betray him." So we have an image of the Lord reclining in the house, and this woman coming behind him and anointing is breaking this alabaster flask, a very costly ointment, so the fragrance was very strong, and she poured it on his head, and it came down off of his head onto his feet, and then she used her hair to wipe this ointment on his feet. And then immediately right after this, we find what it says about Jesus, that he went to the chief priest, and he asked them, "What are you willing to give me for him?" So we see someone in this woman who is willing to give everything that she had. And then we see on the other side of someone who says, what are you willing to give me to sell you the Lord? So the same event, or the same moment, two opposite events are occurring. These two movements are occurring. One is towards the Lord, and one is away from the Lord. I'll speak this evening about these two points, about true love or love and betrayal. I'll speak about betrayal first. And what do we learn from this about betrayal? When I mean betrayal, this is the turning away from God for some personal gain. So it's my turning away from God, whether it be in the form of coming to church, reading the Bible, prayer, you know, whatever it is, yani, just the turning away from God. This is the betrayal. Number one is that betrayal begins in the heart. Perhaps, you know, Judas, when he betrayed the Lord, this was a reflection of his own heart. You know, it says that he used to steal from the money box, so he was tempted with money. Perhaps in the pursuit of money, he betrayed many of his friends in the pursuit of money, right? So perhaps when he, you know, did this, this was a reflection of his own heart, that this is how he is, he betrays. If we consider the Lord Jesus and his relationship to Judas,
Did the Lord do anything to Judas that would warrant his betrayal? Not at all. The Lord was perfect. And actually, up until the last moment, He was offering Judas a chance to repent. When He told him, go what you do, do it speedily. To remind him that the Lord actually knows what He's going to do, and He should not do it. But He continued and did it, you know, anyways. So, the Lord didn't do anything that would warrant His betrayal, but He dealt with him with compassion. We may sometimes deal with one another in ways, you and I, or humanity, that might warrant betrayal. For example, we might deal with each other in an argumentative way. So because I'm angry with somebody, then I have the tendency, maybe I can betray them. Maybe if I deal with somebody with deceit, I'm not honest with them, and I take advantage of them, then perhaps they would want to betray me behind my back. If I'm competitive with someone, perhaps because out of this competitiveness, I would want to betray them so I get the upper hand. Maybe just a simple misunderstanding could lead me to betray. But Judas's betrayal, I think, reflected the wickedness of his heart. Number two is betrayal is often disguised. Betrayal is often disguised. It says that in the account in John chapter 12, he says, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" And he said, not that he cared, St. John tells us, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and he had the money box and used to take what was put in. So St. John reveals to us the motive behind him saying this could have been sold for 300 denarii. So ultimately, he seemed like he was interested in the poor and the needy, and that's why he said what he said. But in actuality, he wanted to take the money for himself. So he disguised his betrayal with this, I care for the poor. We find often that this betrayal is disguised. If you remember the story of Samson and Delilah, right? She wanted to know his strength so she could betray him and tell his enemies. And she did that 1, 2, and 3 times. Do you know what she said after the third time? Again, look at the cloak. It says, she said to him, "How can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me these 3 times, and have now told me where your great strength lies." So look, she says that you don't love me, and then you're mocking me. Oh, who's mocking who? You know, she's actually mocking him, because every time she's going back, and she's telling his enemies. And then after this time, he succumbed to this, and he told her. So her betrayal was clothed in something that was good, is what we call love, or what they called love. So often, betrayal is hidden behind a good deed or a good belief. This is why when the soldiers came, and we'll see this, read this tomorrow, that the sign of who the Lord Jesus was for those, you know, soldiers was what? Was a kiss, a greeting, a kind greeting, right? Again, betrayal is often disguised. Number three, betrayal is a result of a heart that was left open to sin. So when sin dwells in the heart, and we allow it to dwell there, betrayal would be the result. The Gospels make it very clear that his betrayal was not out of weakness. We can compare this to St. Peter, when he denied the Lord in front of the servant girl. This was out of weakness, because he was scared. But he didn't really want to. But it's out of a moment of weakness. And this happens to all of us and any of us, right? But Judas, however, this was not something out of weakness. This was a plan. This was because he left his heart open to evil. And when evil went in there, it grew. The first thing was he denied the covenant between him and the Lord when he was called to be a disciple. Number two is he began to steal from the money box. Then number three, he delivered the Lord. Number four, he denied the faith. Then number five, he died in hopelessness. So we see, one sin leads to another. When we let sin dwell in our heart and continue to stay there without repentance, it ends up in betraying the Lord and denying the faith. This is why the Lord told a parable about an unclean spirit. He said, when somebody has an unclean spirit, and the spirit is driven out of him, right? And then when the spirit comes back and returns to the home, and it finds it swept and empty and put in order, what happens? He says, then he goes and takes the seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last state of the man is worse than the first. So what happens? If there's a demon that comes out, and I'm not filled with the Lord, when the demon comes back, and he finds it swept and in order, he brings in seven more, and it's worse than it first was. So, how do we, you know, occupy our hearts? Is by not keeping it empty. By repenting and filling it with the words of the Lord. Surrounding ourselves with the words of the Lord in prayer and scripture and spiritual activities. Number three, betrayal is the tree that comes from the seeds of doubt. That comes from the seeds of doubt. In the readings of the first hour of today, it speaks about the people of Israel, who after they had crossed the Red Sea, they were complaining to God, saying that they have nothing to drink. And in Exodus 17:7, it says that what? It says the people began to say, is the Lord among us or not? So they began to doubt. So quickly they began to doubt. Did He not just part the Red Sea? And as He parted the Red Sea and the people of Israel crossed, then He closed it on Pharaoh and all his army and they perished all in the sea. And they were walking on the other side of the river in the wilderness, unharmed and unscathed. And they quickly, because they got thirsty, they asked, is the Lord with us? What were you talking about? All of this wasn't the hand of the Lord? Have you ever seen anyone, or have you ever seen again, somebody parting the water like this? It's never been done before. But then they said, is the Lord with us or not? The seeds of doubt. When we leave room for sin, when we begin asking if the Lord is among us. Sometimes we go through some difficult times in our life. But we can't let the seeds of doubt, of questioning, is the Lord really with us or not? If we let these seeds of doubt remain and dwell, it will grow into betrayal. We need to repent of these things. Recall the good works that the Lord has done with you from time past, right? We shouldn't be so quick to jump and say, is the Lord among us or not? Similarly, Judas witnessed the life of Christ. He himself participated in preaching and even in doing miracles in the name of the Lord. But then he forgot all of this because he let this doubt and this sin remain in his heart until he betrayed. What about the true love? So we saw the betrayal. Now about the true love. True love here in the events of today were expressed in gratitude. The house that the Lord was in at this moment wasn't the house of Lazarus and Mary where he was accustomed to staying. But it was in the house of Simon the leper. And you know in the Old Testament, the leper was, you know, leprosy is a very contagious disease. They were not permitted to stay in the city. But they had these cities that they kept specifically for leprosy and disease so they can be kept away so they don't infect the rest of the community. So if he's in the city, what does this mean? That he was healed. Most likely he was healed by the Lord. And as a sign of gratitude to the Lord, he told him, come and have supper, I'm going to invite you in my home. So as a sign of gratitude, he invited the Lord into his house. We often experience God's healing power and abundant grace in our life. But my question is, what is our response to His work in our life? Do we simply say, thank you, in a prayer and go on? Do we say, I'm going to make a generous donation as a way of saying thank you? What would the Lord really want? These things are fine, but what does the Lord really want? What would He prefer? I believe what Simon did is what he would prefer, is to make our home a place of rest for him. Making our home a home that the Lord Jesus would rest in. A home that is a place of speedy reconciliation, where there's not dissent and there's not anger and wrath within the family. There are open Bibles, and we speak about the Lord in the home. A home that has maybe an area of prayer that is actively being used by the members of the family. Making our homes a place where He is comfortable. I think He would prefer this over any offering or the simple thank you. Although these are fine, But I think what Simon the leper did is what the Lord would prefer. St. Paul said to the Corinthians, beautiful, in 2 Corinthians 12, he's ministering to the Corinthians and not taking anything from them as a church. And he says, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I do not seek yours but you. I don't seek your offering or your supporting me as a minister to you, but I seek you, I seek your souls, and I will very gladly spend and be spent for your souls. So saying what? I want nothing except the salvation of your souls, and I want nothing from you, but on the contrary, I'm willing to spend of my resources and of my labor and my sweat for your souls. I think this is what the Lord would want. Offering this gratitude, this in love. Number two is that true love is expressed in giving. In giving. This woman poured this costly fragrant oil, and as I said, it was worth 300 denarii, which is about the wages of 1 year for a family. So a family can live off this for one full year. So it's thousand, maybe now it's like thousands of dollars, right? And what is it? It's oil, or it's like a fragrant ointment, like perfume. How many of us would spend a year's salary on perfume? And if we spent this, when do you suppose we would use this as a young lady? The wedding. Right? On your wedding. On your wedding. So this was the most costly thing that she had, that she was saving it for her wedding. And not only that, but you know, it says that they broke the flask. So this ointment, it says like it was in this flask, and the way you open it, it's like it's breaking like glass. Can you recap it? No. Once it's broken, you have to use all of it. So it's not like she said, okay, this is worth 300 denarii, I'll give him 100 denarii worth and I'll keep the rest for my wedding. She had to make the choice all or none. And she, without hesitation, made the choice of all. She broke the flask and poured it on his head. She offered him the type of love that does not see what I need, but rather what I can give. She wasn't looking about what she can receive from the Lord, but what is it that I can give to the Lord? What can we learn from this? Of those whom we say in our life that we love them, do I search to give or do I search to receive? If it's, we say, our parents, am I searching to take from my parents? Am I searching to give to them? If it's my friends, am I searching to take from my friends? Or am I searching of ways to give to them? To what extent am I willing to give? If we think about it, any offering, there's a limit. To what limit am I willing to go to give to another? True love is expressed in giving. Number three, true love is expressed in providing comfort. We know that the Lord, when He was in the house of Simon the leper, just before He was in the temple and He was rejected by them. And He left, and you know, in a not so nice way. And He wept over Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the ones who stoned the prophets. He wished to that He could gather them as a chicken gathers her chicks under her wing, but they were unwilling. So He left heartbroken, right? And He was now in this place of rest, so He's heartbroken, and now He's also preparing for His passion, His crucifixion. So He was already, you know, in anguish. So she comes and she, maybe perhaps, you know, I don't know the hygiene, but I don't suppose maybe He was in the best of hygiene. So she used this ointment to soothe His smell and to give Him something of pleasure to comfort His heart during this difficult time. And you know, back in the day, they didn't have like socks and shoes like you and I did. So when she got down to wipe the feet of the Lord with her hair, His feet were disgusting, right? And God forgive me, but His feet weren't very clean because the ground was dirty. So it's like, you know, her hair was gonna be very, very dirty, right? And for the young ladies, you know how difficult it is. You know, if somebody puts gum in your hair, it's the end of the world. Something like this, this would be an event for the night to get it clean. But she didn't think about this. She didn't think about it. She bent down with all simplicity and humility and washed His feet. And she would do the same thing the Lord would do tomorrow. Bend down and wash the disciples' feet. So we see
her love in comforting the Lord and in her humility. Love provides comfort to others at their own expense. So can I provide comfort to others at the expense of my physical body, at the expense of perhaps my emotion? Suppose I come in and me and my wife, or me and my husband, whatever, we both had a rough day at work. I'm waiting for him to tell me how's my day, and I'm waiting for my wife to ask me how my day was. Am I willing to forego maybe my hard day to ask about somebody else? To give comfort to them. Also mental comfort and spiritual comfort. Did anyone ask this woman to do this? Nobody asked her to do it. She did it by herself. She identified a need and she addressed it. Maybe for us, we can try to observe the needs of others and fulfill the need without them even asking. The best place to begin this is at home. Look around the house. All of us live with people that need something. Look and see what it is that my family members might need. And without them asking, fulfill the need. Then once we can do this at home, we can do this to the rest of the world. Right? Look for the need and address the need as this woman did. Lastly, true love is expressed in receiving. What do I mean receiving? I don't mean asking for things. But what I mean is permitting others to freely express their sincere love. Sometimes kids are out of humility. مشايزين الناس إيه? To love us. Right? And we'll see this again tomorrow. The Lord wants to wash their feet, and St. Peter says, no way. You know, somebody maybe wants to give me something or offer me something as an appreciation. And I say, no way. And I can fight about it. I can fight with them because they want to thank me. And I'm insisting no. But here, if you think about it, had Mary asked the Lord, would you prefer I sell this and give the money to the poor or anoint your feet? What would he say? Sell it. It's not unreasonable. And actually, St. John Chrysostom says that this request is not unreasonable. And this would probably be what the Lord would prefer. But because she proceeded to break it, anoint his head, he didn't stop her, but she allowed him to express her love to him freely. And this is true love. To allow a person to express their love freely and accept it as such. Not with the guise of humility or, you know, or rejecting or saying, no, I don't want anybody to owe me anything, so I'm not going to accept anything from anyone. This is not humility and this is not love. The Lord Himself allowed her to express her love to Him freely. Not because He needed it, nor desired it, but out of His immense love and humility. So we see today the two pictures of betrayal and love. We see the love is expressed in gratitude, love is expressed in giving, love is expressed in comfort, and love is expressed in allowing people to show their love to us unhindered. God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. We ask and entreat you, O Lord, God the Father, the Pentecostor, the Holy Only Begotten Son, who created and ordered all things, and the Holy Spirit, the Giver of life, the Holy Trinity, before whom every knee bows in heaven and on earth. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
For the mercy.
For the heavenly peace and unity of all churches in the world, monasteries, for those dwelling in and caring for all holy places, O God of compassion on your creation and delivered from all evil, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who by your power planned the life of man before his creation and created all that exists by your wisdom and adorned the heavens with stars, and the earth with plants, trees, and vineyards, and the valleys with meadows and flowers. O our King, accept now the supplications of your servants who place themselves in your hands and say,
We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O great and holy God, who created man in his image and likeness and gave him a living and reasoning soul, have mercy, O Lord, on your creation, which you have made. Show us compassion. Send down upon us your mercy from the height of your holiness and your prepared dwelling. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who saved your servant Noah the righteous and delivered him from the flood with his sons and their wives, and also the clean and unclean animals for the sake of the earth's renewal, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O maker and provider of all, deliver your people from the flood of the sea of this passing world, and protect them and all animals from harm, and provide for the needs of the birds, for you give to all birds, animals, ravens their sustenance. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who were received as a guest by your servant Abraham the patriarch, and ate at his table and blessed his seed, O our King, accept now the supplications of your servants and priests, who place themselves in your hands. Have compassion on the world and save your people from every hardship, abiding in them and accompany them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
We ask you, O Lord, to guide us from all evil, to have compassion on your creation and your people. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. O sustain of all flesh, the help of the helpless, the hope of the hopeless. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who look to the humble with watchful eyes of protection, who saved Joseph from his master's wife, set him as a ruler over Egypt, and spared him in the days of hardship, so that his brothers and father Jacob came and knelt before him, and took from him wheat for the sustenance of their children and animals. We also bow our heads and kneel before you, our Creator and Provider, for we thank you for everything, concerning everything and in everything. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who supported the people of Israel 40 years, O God, Logos of the Father, who works in the law, the prophets, the Old Testament, and fulfills them, save your people from every hardship, manage your lives according to your good will, and spare them from famine and calamities. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who supported the people of Israel 40 years in the desert of Sinai, though they had no houses or storehouses, O my Lord, keep now your people, and bless their houses and storehouses with your heavenly blessings. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who accepted the prayer of Elijah the Tishbite when the sky rained and the earth produced vegetation, and blessed the barrel of wheat and the vessel of oil in the widow's house, accept the prayers of your people through the intercession of your holy saints and prophets. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O God, have compassion on the world with kind and merciful eyes. Bless their crops, their storehouses, and the little they may have. Raise the waters of the river according to their measure. Grant moderation to the winds. Bless the Nile of Egypt this year and every year. Give joy to the face of the earth and to us men. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who accepted the repentance of the Ninevites when they fasted together and received the confession of the right-hand thief upon the cross, make us also worthy of pleasing you and receiving your compassion. crying out and saying, "Remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom, and receive from your servants their repentance, their confessions, their fasting, and their offerings which they offer upon your holy altar as an acceptable incense, and have mercy on them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy."
Lord, have mercy.
O you, the mighty provider, chastiser, healer, the physician of our souls and bodies, who tested a servant Job and healed him from his calamities, and recompensed him for his losses with more than what he had, have mercy on your people and save them all from calamities, tribulations, trials, and hardships. O upholder of those who trust in you, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ our God, Logos of the Father, who sanctified his pure disciples, washed their feet and made them leaders of the believers and a light for the faith, who by them satisfied hungry souls and taught them to pray, saying, "Our Father who art in heaven, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O worker of wonders and miracles, who fed the thousands with 5 loaves, raised the dead, blessed the wedding of Cana in Galilee, O Lord, bless now the bread, oil, plant, beehive, strange products, and all the works of your servants. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, save your people and surround them on every side by the sign of your life-giving cross. Raise the state of Christians in the world and fill the hearts of their rulers with kindness towards them. Soften their hearts towards our poor and needy brethren and keep every evil thing far from them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who entrusted us with your holy covenant, your body and blood present with us every day upon the altar, through the descending of your Holy Spirit on the bread and wine, and commanded us, saying, "Do this in remembrance of me." We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ our God, have mercy on your people and the successor of your apostles. Bless the fruits of the earth and give gladness to the heart of man through the abundance of fruits and blessings. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O begotten of the Father, who was incarnate of the Blessed Virgin, Saint Mary, in the fullness of time, who said to his saintly disciples, "Go and make disciples of all the nations, and baptize them, teaching them all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Be also with your people, cry out to you, saying," we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O forgiver of sins and giver of all things, forgive the sins of your people, purify them from every blemish, and cleanse them from every deceit, and keep them from bearing false witness, and from all envy, and slander, and uproot from their hearts every evil thought, murmuring, doubts, and hardness of heart arising from pride. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You are the rampart of our salvation, O Mother of God, the invincible fortress. Bring to naught the counsels of the adversaries. Turn the mourning of your servants into joy. Defend our cities. Fight for the Orthodox kings and leaders, and intercede for the peace of the world and the churches. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O God of mercy and compassion, Lord of all comfort, do not be angry with us, nor rebuke us for our wicked deeds, nor for our many sins. Do not be wrathful with us, nor let your wrath endure forever. Hear us, O God of Jacob, and look on us, O God, our helper. Spare the world from death, scarcity, plagues, devastation, the sword of enemies, earthquakes, horror, and all fearsome events. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sake of our protection under your high and mighty hand, O God, we ask you to keep for us the life of our honored father, the patriarch, Pope Abba Tewodros II, and his part in the apostolic liturgy, our father, the Bishop Abba Yusuf, and to confirm them on their thrones for many years in quiet and peaceful times. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ our God, we ask of your graciousness and your great mercy to keep for us the life of our fathers, the metropolitans, the bishops, and all the leaders of the flock. Confirm the sheep of your flock. Grant protection to the priests, purity to the deacons, strength to the elders, understanding to the young, chastity to the virgins, asceticism to the monks, purity to the married, and protection for women. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Again we ask for the safe return of travelers, support for widows and orphans, abundance for the poor and those who are in debt. Pay their debts and forgive them. And those who are in prisons and distress, give them release, heal the sick, and repose the departed. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O God of our holy fathers, do not forsake those whom you have created with your holy hands. You who manifested your love for mankind, O merciful one, accept from your mother an intercession on our behalf, and save us, O Savior, a humble people. Do not leave us to the end, nor forsake us forever, for the sake of your holy name, and do not break your covenant, nor take away from us your mercy, for the sake of Abraham, your beloved Isaac, your servant, and Jacob, your saint. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Evnoti naina ante shonai ero nario naini men chentek met oro.
Kiria laison, kiria laison, kiria laison.
Kiria laison, kiria laison, kiria laison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Deboron teti hirini moinan entek hirini seminan entek hirini kanenovinan evo.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Ore vor negagen teti ekklesia aristofteros enneskem shaene.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Emmanu il binoti senten miti tinu kenbo ente beviot nem bebne masua.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Entefes moeron teren, entefes ovo enne. Nehit and if thou shun shun it and if sikin and so much.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Temoshtem moko bechresos, nembikyoten agatos, nembebnev matuab, jeafashka, ksoti emmona. من الليل ويزك سبتري كأيوك أجيب نعماتي كنكائي كالصوصيون الصنيون آمين تنوشي بول جوابن چویس ایسوس به خریسوس فیتا باشه به سفروسی که کم خیم ساتانا سابسی تنین چالا افسوتی منو آناینا کریل ایسون کریل ایسون کریل بلوگ ایسون امین اسموهرو اسموهرو ایسیمتان یکونی ایفول گمبی ازمو.
May Jesus Christ our true God, who through his own goodwill accepted sufferings and was crucified on the cross for our sakes, bless us with all spiritual blessings. And support us and complete for us the Holy Basca, and bring forth upon us the joy of its holy resurrection for many years in peaceful times. Through the never-ending intercession of the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary, and of all the choir of the angels and archangels, and through the prayers of the patriarchs, prophets, apostles, martyrs, righteous, holy ones, cross-bearers, ascetics, confessors, and anchorites, and through the blessing of this Holy Basca of our good Savior, may their holy blessings, their benediction, their power, their gifts, and their love, and their help be with us all, amen, forever. Amin. Be Christus ben Noti.
Amin.